It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button.
It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're also going to take a look at our friends in Tennessee at Jack Daniel's. It's a powerhouse of a distillery.
Everybody knows.
Yes, absolutely. And it was just a few years ago they said, you know what, we've been doing the same thing for 400 years. We might as well put some older stuff out there.
We bottle everything at 4 to 6 years old. There's no aged barrels over that here. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. We heard that one right from the horse's mouth. And little we know, years
from goose's mouth.
Yeah. A year and a half later, they have all this other aged stuff coming out. But today we're going to be reviewing Jack Daniel's 12 year batch 2. We actually got both the 10 and the 12, but I figured let's go ahead and review the 12 year. And so this limited edition whiskey is the latest in the Jack Daniel's aged series, which is an annual release of age-shaded expressions that celebrates the brand's heritage. 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. Of course, always charcoal mellowed before aging in new, toasted, and charred American white oak barrels. It is 107 proof and has an SRP of $80.
Coolest thing about going there is seeing the maple wood being turned into charcoal. Yeah. They have these massive ricks, and they just light them on fire. It's badass.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then you go through that one room where they actually are dripping it through charcoal. And I remember looking around going, this can't be right. They've got to have way more scale than this. And if that was like one of 42 rooms that they have.
Those are on the other side of the hill. The factory, you can't see.
Yeah. It's like going into Makers and they're like, here's our Cypress tanks. And it's like, all right, where's the rest?
Show's the real ones.
All right, I want the nose here.
Oh, wow.
Typical profile,
nice.
Right?
It's got a nice dry cherry kind of nose.
Mm-hmm. But it's got that really dense sort of Tennessee bourbon to it.
Yeah. I'm just getting like a cherry bomb on this nose.
Yeah.
It's like
some good oak tannins there.
Yeah.
Me too. All right. On with the taste.
So it's kind of like cherry blossoms. It's kind of more floral than I was expecting. So there's some like perfumey kind of flavors in there.
It's because like spring's coming around. Is that kind of get
maybe
got pollen in your nose already?
Got some lilacs in my nostrils or something. But yeah, it's interesting. It's got some, you know, that cherry blossom note, then nice kind of bouquet of flower kind of flavors, and then kind of a little earthiness to it also.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, it kind of did take me by surprise. It is a little bit of that more floral sense, which I wasn't expecting. I was expecting 12 years, more oak, more tannin. There is some dryness on the back to it, but like I said, that floral note definitely is very presumptuous there.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and let's rate it on the nose.
I'd like it. Thumbs up.
I'd say in the nose is good. The taste.
I'm like, sideways,
I put sideways,
three quarters. I mean, there's some things I like, but it's the perfumey potpourri kind of flavors kind of throw me off a little bit.
Feel like you're back at your grandma's house and they have the little plates out of all
in the bathroom and I'm like, can't get out of here fast enough.
The little mini pine cones in there.
Yep.
And on the finish.
I mean, sideways. I mean, it's pretty good, but there's some things that it's just kind of, it's interesting. If you like things all over the place and interesting, unique flavors, You'll like that, but it's kind of all over the place for me.
I couldn't agree more. And that is a review of Jack Daniel's 12-year Batch 2. With that, cheers, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.